Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. First District Congressman James Comer says the Food and Drug Administration needs to quickly develop regulations to monitor CBD products from the industrial hemp industry. Congressman Comer says the regulations will be targeted toward any consumable product.
FDA needs to regulate the CBD oil. You know, obviously, whatever FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, whenever they come out with regulations, it will have absolutely no effect on hempwood or any of the hemp fiber processors we have in the region. The only thing the FDA will have an impact on is anything with respect to hemp that's consumed.
Congressman Comer adds it's similar to USDA approval for beef products.
I'm a beef cattle farmer. I can't sell my beef online or at a restaurant or a grocery store or even at a farmer's market unless it's been processed in a USDA approved processing facility. But it has to be USDA approved, and we've, you know, put those facilities all across the state to try to help small farmers.
The congressman notes the process will help weed out the good manufacturers from the bad ones.
You have companies in our area that have fabulous labs that would be no problem to be approved by the FDA for processing. But you've got some people making CBD oil out of their garage, you know, and that's not... That's a dangerous thing because you don't know when you see CBD oil at a gas station for $4.99 and you see the same amount at a drugstore for $70. You know, I mean, it's not the same thing.
We'll have more in a moment.
It's 5:17 a.m. While the rest of the Commonwealth sleeps, our farmers are hard at work to put food on the table of Kentuckians, the nation, and the world. Not for recognition or praise or even thanks, but for the opportunity to do it again tomorrow. On Kentucky Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary, we salute Kentucky farm families and we renew our commitment to being the voice of Kentucky agriculture for the next 100 years. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
First District Congressman James Comer says one example of the need for close regulation of products from the industrial hemp industry is e-cigarettes.
Some agency has to be out there to do spot checks to make sure that whatever's in that bottle of CBD oil is actually CBD oil. That's what happened with those e-cigarettes, with those CBD pods. Those were counterfeit pods, and a lot of them were being sold as CBD pods, but they didn't even have CBD in it. Some of them had marijuana. Some of them had fentanyl, which is the drug that's killing everyone.
Congressman adds the FDA is somewhat behind in the regulation process.
Really should have come in 2 or 3 months ago with regulations. I've met with them several times. I know McConnell's met with them. We're trying to help them.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.